As arms inspectors prepare to go back into Iraq this week, the U.S. military is preparing its forces in the Persian Gulf. One of the first units to be deployed will come from the Marine Corps. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports on the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
On a windy day, several dozen Marines from Camp Pendleton's 2nd Battalion, 5th Regiment are lining up and taking turns firing huge automatic grenade launchers. The guns are dug into the ground, and the Marines are scrunched down, firing at targets more than 1,000 feet away. Seconds later, dust clouds on the brown scrub brush hilltop fly up, signaling direct hits. As grenade rounds fire off, Corporal Jacob Hopkins says his troops are training hard.
Now, with the prospect of going to war, you're being a lot more serious about what you're doing because we are going somewhere, and they pretty much want to be the best they can be at it.
Where they're going is to the Persian Gulf. Hopkins' unit is part of the 1 Marine Expeditionary Force, or 1MEF as it's known. It's comprised of some 45,000 Marines and is one of three such units in the Corps. The Pentagon has already begun dispatching personnel from 1MEF to Kuwait. Officially, they're going to participate in a week-long exercise dubbed Internal Look in early December. Military officials are setting up a central command in Qatar to coordinate exercises with troops in Kuwait. But when the exercise is over, 1MEF will remain in the Persian Gulf, right next to Iraq. Marine Captain Joe Plensler doesn't hide his pride in the unit.
When 1MEF deploys, it is, make no mistake about it, an incredible power projection force to go storm off another hostile country's coast. We have the assets and, you know, the individual Marines with the fighting spirit in their hearts to go down and take care of business on a pretty grand scale.
Military officials declined to discuss specifics, but did say tens of thousands of Marines will be leaving shortly on cargo planes from four bases in the Southwest: Camp Pendleton, Miramar, 29 Palms, and Yuma. The unit is a self-contained fighting force of both ground personnel and air components, including fighter jets such as Hornets and Harriers and Cobra attack helicopters. The Marines can spend 90 days in battle without needing extra supplies.
They have the capability to do this type of action, and they've trained for it, and they've done it before.
Retired Brigadier General Mike Neal used to command Camp Pendleton.
And so we have a heritage and a history of 1MEF being the lead Marine unit going over there and running the battlefield.
Indeed, this unit played a key role in Desert Storm. It breached the Iraqi army, marching through the desert to Kuwait City. Military analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says this unit trains in all types of warfare, from hand-to-hand combat to long-distance marksmanship. And it's no surprise this unit is being called upon again.
Marines pride themselves in having a broad base of preparation, and that again could be useful where you don't know if your force is going to spend more time actually fighting the Republican Guard or helping consolidate the peace in a post-Saddam Iraq.
Recently, Marines have been getting anthrax vaccinations, spending hours wearing gas masks during mock battles, and practicing urban assault techniques. Again, Michael O'Hanlon.
The Marines are just a fantastic force, and the Iraqis better know what they're up against in this situation, because they may have the ability fighting in the city to inflict some pain on us, but they have no chance to win and no chance to even stalemate this thing for more than a few weeks at most.
O'Hanlon says just because the U.S. is moving forces to the Persian Gulf doesn't mean the country is committing itself to war, but retired Marine General Neal isn't as optimistic.
I would have expected that when 1MEF went, that was the real message to the world, that we are going to war with Iraq.
And more deployments are expected soon. Three San Diego-based Navy amphibious ships have been put on standby. Officials say they could depart as early as December 6th to augment U.S. forces. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.